finally, a source of raw, real, and honest information on healthcare issues that matter most. Welcome to BS Free MD. From the latest medical information to how to stay sane as a doctor or a patient, no subject is taboo, and no BS is allowed. Now, let's welcome your hosts, Drs. May and Tim Hindmarsh.
We're back again.
Tim's got a truth bomb that is going to drop on you. In this week of excitement, we are here to talk about...
Okay, this is... We got to redo this.
Take two.
Yeah, let's just do take two.
Instead of ditching that piece of crap. Okay. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
All right.
I'm fired up. I'm ready to go.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
All right, truth bomb.
Welcome back to another episode of BS Free MD's Truth Bomb during the hump day of the week to get you through. What's on your mind, Tim?
Fear.
Fear. Why are you thinking of fear?
Well, because I've been thinking about this a lot, and you know, especially with what we've gone through in the last 4 years, and then of course it's election season, which is just like getting pounded in the head with a frying pan every day in giant piles of crap. Fear is this primary motivator used by especially political entities to motivate you. And physiologically, when you are scared, you are super focused and not super rational, which makes sense, right? If you're in the woods and a grizzly bear chases you, you're not doing differential equations or, wondering about the writings of Rene Descartes. You're running for your life and trying to find a tree to climb up or a club to hit the bear with or whatever it is. So fear focuses. And so it's super important to understand where kind of the fear porn industry is trying to focus you and to short circuit that so you can own your own life. We had an amazing conversation. This podcast will be out in probably a month or so with Dr. Corey Fawcett. And he is a truly happy person who planned his life out and succeeded in his plans. And not a single time when we talked to him was he scared of anything. He's like, no, I had a plan and I just did it and I lived my life. You know, he would talk about how certain things in his medical practice would drive him crazy. So he just stopped doing them. There's got to be a better way to do this or a way to offload the tasks I don't like. And that makes me happier. So why wouldn't I do more things that make me happier and less things that don't?
Now to...
And I'm like, wow.
To that point, it's not like he thought of that right away. So all of you are thinking, how on earth did the guy just like say, oh, this is making me unhappy and switch? He had some definite times where he did the complain about a situation for a long time until the light bulb moment went off. But to your point, yes, he did something about it.
Well, what it really hit me was there's a different way to live. There's a way different way to live than to just be sucked into the, you know, public narrative and freaking out on one. You know, it's just so fascinating to me. It's like, you know, if you're from the blue side, it's like fear Trump. And fear the fact that, you know, there's no Roe v. Wade and fear this and fear, like fear, fear, fear. And if you're on the other side, it's like fear Biden, he's demented, fear Ukraine, fear Putin, fear, fear, fear. And it's just like there's a point where like you cannot live like that. Like it's impossible to live that way. Like you should have rational fear over rational things. Like you should maybe be scared if you're not financially responsible that someday that might come back to bite you. You should maybe be scared if your blood pressure is 150 over 100 that you need to change your life. Like there's logical fears, but most of them are not what the fear porn industry is peddling. That's the reality. But it focuses you and so really what it does is it distracts us from what really matters. And Corey really brought this back, at least to me, I know to May as well, that you can live differently than you're living right now. And the first thing, the highest order thing is what are you scared of and how is it focusing you, or more correctly, how is it distracting you from what actually matters? That's really important. I mean, I had an absolute total meltdown today trying to get a bank account opened with, you know, the call center and the person that can't speak. Like, that stuff makes me irrationally unglued.
I wouldn't say that was fear. That was irrational anger.
It was. It was irrational anger. But it's the same kind of thing. It's like, why? Like, there's a better way to live. You know, there's a better way to live. And then, you know, we wrote a couple responses to people writing on the CDC Instagram about vaccines. And we were not, you know, don't ever get your kid vaccinated. This is poison. We were very middle of the road. And people lose their minds. You can't possibly be a doctor. Your license should be taken. I mean, it goes directly to censorship. Like, I mean, it's just like every argument we've heard a million times. Show me the data, the whatever, and show me the data. I mean, what? Like, I'm going to write down with a million citations in an Instagram post. No, I'm not going to do that. You know, you're just an angry, pissed off person that, you know, and the problem is don't follow the CDC on Instagram, because the only comments, 95% of them are the CDC should burn in hell. And the other 5% are people that, you know, think everything the CDC says is holy scripture. Oh. So no one's right.
So tell us how this relates to fear.
This is how it relates to fear. What's the opposite of fear? So that's what's really fascinating. If you are living out of fear, what are you living in? And so as Christians, I go back to the Bible, and it's fascinating. Because people would think, well, the opposite of fear is courage. And I don't think it is.
I think it's faith.
It's love. There is no fear. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been protected in love. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and of love and self-control. Other version says, a sound mind. If you're living in fear, you are not living in self-control. Someone else is controlling you, and you are not living with a sound mind.
Interesting, because I think of faith as the opposite of fear. So let's talk about how does love replace fear?
Because love kind of doesn't give a crap. Like, there's a recklessness to love about consequences. It doesn't care. When I say doesn't give a crap, it doesn't give a crap about the consequences. It's like, you love, you give, you don't keep a record of wrongs. You know, when you read 1 Corinthians 13 and you look through that and you go, that's the opposite of fear. There's kind of a reckless abandonment to love. And you cannot love completely if you're scared. Like, think of relationships. When you're scared to really give yourself to your spouse because they may not give it back, that's not loving. If it's truly loving, you don't care if they give it back. That's why it's called unconditional. I never really thought of this until just now. The opposite of fear is love. And then when you think of the other verse that says, the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. And, you know, I grew up in there, you're like, well, that's not really fear. It's like, no, it's fear. I mean, Jesus said that. Don't fear the one that can kill the body. Fear the one that can throw you in hell. In other words, fear me.
I'm trying to imagine this in most situations, how I can love myself out of a scary situation. And I don't think that you can always, but I do see how you can a lot of times. Does that make sense? If I'm afraid that I will run out of money before I die,
you can change the time that you die.
Turning to love. How does that write that fear? I don't know.
Well, if you're actually living the life you love and doing the things that you love, the money part will figure itself out almost 100% of the time. The issue of the fear of running out of money before you die is that it's not a fear of running out of money. It's a fear of not being able to live the life you love. That's really what it comes down to. So then what you're confronted with is changing your life. So you can either change your life by changing your money, or you can change your life by saying, am what I doing and spending money on things I really love, or is it frivolous and irresponsible? In which case, that stuff needs to go. So the fear isn't losing, it is running out of money. The fear is, am I going to live my best life with the resources I've saved for my entire career or however it works? That's really what it comes down to. And there's people that can live, they live super contented on far less than most Americans retire on. And so it's really an issue of contentment and loving the things that you have decided to spend your time and money on, rather than it is a resource problem. We make everything a resource problem. If I only had more money, then I would be more content. Well, if you're not content now, you're not going to be content with more money. You're just going to have more shit to deal with.
Yeah. Interesting. The way to wrap around that. I really think you're right. I mean,
I'll never be able to take my grandchildren to Disneyland because I'm a financial idiot. That's the fear. Or I'll never be able to take a trip that I always, like, that's what it is. And so when you really break that down, what are you really scared of? Right? I mean, there's people that walk around terrified that they're going to have a heart attack today or cancer or whatever. So they never really live because they're completely handcuffed by an irrational fear. I mean, human beings are the only animal in the world that can manufacture fake threats.
Yes, that's true.
And then give themselves ulcers. Chimpanzees don't get ulcers. Humans do. Because we, you know, well, what if tomorrow the traffic's really bad and I get in a wreck? Oh, well, I don't know. You know, what if I miss a diagnosis and get sued? Like, you can't live, you cannot live that way. It's an impossibly horrible place to be.
Well, the first thing to do would be to turn off the cable news or whatever satellite TV you're watching and stop taking in all that negative news shit, especially with the election coming up. You're right. It's just fear-based. Most stuff on there is fear and negative and agenda-driven. And then start looking for the positive things in your life, looking for ways to live positively, love on your neighbors, love on your family, your stuff that you do have, and appreciate it and be content. And look for love in all those things. And I think that not only will your life look a lot better, but some of this irrational stuff that comes flying our way won't bother us quite so much.
Right. And I mean, it doesn't mean that you don't work for political goals that you believe in or financial goals or any of these, you know, pursuits. I'm not saying that.
No.
Like it's, you know, you don't just sit there and go, well, you know, I'm a 1932 German.
No, I'm not saying going to the Lutheran to not church. Be involved. I'm just saying not to let it control your mind, not to let fear drive you
in
anything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so Eric Metaxas has his letter to the American church where he looks at how, you know, a lot of Marxism is getting into the American church, similar to the Nazis in essentially infiltrating the Lutheran church in Germany. Well, it's... So it's fear, though. It's like, if I don't go along with the political whatever, then, well, Dietrich Bonhoeffer was not driven by fear. He was absolutely driven by love. And when he saw the Jews being marched off to the concentration camps, he actually became part of a plot to murder Hitler. Because he was scared? No, because he was fearless. That's the point. So if you really want to fight for the stuff you believe in, you can't do it out of fear. You have to do it out of love. It always comes back, you know, when I think of this warrior stuff, to what when we interviewed Colonel
Pete Chambers.
He's like, the warrior fights for what's behind him, not for what's in front. They fight for the love of their fellow soldiers and their country behind them, not from hatred for who they're fighting. And that's exactly correct. I mean, Bonhoeffer was effective and was an amazing writer because he was completely motivated by sacrificial love, not by being scared of the Nazis. If he was scared of the Nazis, he'd have gone along with it like everybody else did. And so, you know, even in your fights for truth and for, you know, against, you know, whatever it is and whatever you're called to fight against, it's not because we're scared. It's because we're pulled along by the power of something bigger and the love of other people. I mean, it's just like that. Maybe we'll do one on anger, because the one on anger for me is I think so much, especially for men, the reason we do anger is because we can't do sadness, and anger is like sloppy sadness. That's a taste for next time.
I'm going to remember that the next time you're at the call center and I put you on task to call the 1-800 number on the back of our account.
That's just insanity, though.
You're having a sad day when you blow
maybe
up.
Maybe. It might be.
Sophia in Pakistan. And with that note, we leave you not afraid of Tim's anger and putting out some love in your neck of the woods. Until next time, bombs away.
It's no secret that medicine is a bit uptight. That's why Tim and I created BS Free MD, to mix things up a little and have fun in the process. Besides, we are having these exact same discussions all the time, so we thought we might as well invite everyone to the party. If you really like us, you can get plenty more and maybe see one of Tim's cool tattoos on our Instagram or Facebook pages at BS Free MD. See you next time.
While we try to keep BS Free MD as raw and real as possible, we can't be held responsible for any medical decisions or discussions had as a result of what you've heard on the show. We know, bummer. But the truth is, we really do care about your questions. So feel free to reach out to us by email at doc@bsfreemd.com.